Hi, this is Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. I've got another incredible interview, especially if you're out there selling SEO services or web page and web design. The title of this interview is called Don't Just Be Their Web Designer, Be Their Internet Marketing Expert and Charge So Much More. If you're a web designer, you can understand how hard it is to make a living designing websites. With WordPress, even a 12-year-old can create beautiful websites for free in just a few hours. But that doesn't have to mean you're on your way out. It just means you may have to expand your knowledge and your services and give your customers an internet marketing package instead of one small part of it anymore. And in this audio interview, you'll hear exactly how. Meet Roger. Roger owns a web design firm that was facing this kind of death by commoditization. Until he realized prospects weren't calling him for an updated website because their sales had jumped through the roof, they needed marketing help. So he invested in the HMA Hidden Marketing Asset System and started following it step by step. Soon he was incorporating analytics, USP, opportunity analysis, database, joint ventures, and other marketing techniques into his client's business, and then watching as their jaws dropped when he revealed their new websites to them. He actually had one client cry in his office. But the best part is his clients instantly think of him as the expert they'd be stupid not to listen to. They happily pay him $3,500 for each marketing step with an additional $2,500 for their web design. And after you listen to this audio, you'll realize that's not hard money to come by. You'll also hear why Roger says adding the opportunity analysis alone has made all the difference in his sales and exactly how he uses the HMA system as a lens to see his clients' business through. You'll also have an exclusive look at how Roger always hits the wow factors during his reveals. You'll learn the three things to bring to a meeting that will have everyone in the room saying, wow, this guy really knows his stuff. You'll learn why almost nobody knows their core numbers, but why it's so important to educate your clients on theirs. You'll hear the main three areas you'll need to evaluate when you install Google Analytics onto a customer's website and how. You'll hear an almost automatic way Roger makes spending another $3,500 on copywriting the natural next step for all his clients. You'll also hear the only thing you really have to do in order for prospects to stop seeing you as a vendor and start seeing you as the expert who can do no wrong. You'll hear how to make an easy $500 plus a month on prospects who don't have the money to become a regular client. You can make the shiniest website in the world, but if it doesn't bring in sales, it won't mean a thing. With the HMA marketing system, you're going to be the guy who brings the most value to your client, and they'll know it. Most businesses keep Roger's firm on to do their copywriting, their SEO, and their marketing ongoing for them, giving Roger the kind of reoccurring income he never saw when he was doing one-time web design work. You can have that too, and in this audio interview, you'll hear just how easy it is to make it happen. Now let's get going.
Hi, I'm Michael Senoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online, downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive.
The cool thing about the HMA system is that it takes all the necessary parts, and it really does compile them together. And it really is a soup to nuts and A to Z system. And anybody that works the HMA system will see improvement.
Hey, Raj, it's Mike Senoff here. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
You got too many clients, too much work, not enough time, huh?
too much work, not enough time. What a terrible problem. This is always one of the hardest parts to get through, but it's also a fun time because it's when you can kind of start choosing the kind of clients you want, as opposed to when you're hungry, you take whatever you can get, obviously.
Why don't you first explain what do you offer and then how you were working it before you learned about HMA and integrating the 360-degree marketing analysis, and show us the difference in the process of bringing that client on and how that has made a difference.
Well, typically before, they usually find us over the internet or a referral or whatever, and the client calls and they have something in mind that they want. That's usually based on aesthetics, something's pretty. And so what we would do is we would ask them to give us 3 URLs of websites that they like, that they saw. We'd obviously look at their existing website, ask them what it is they want. The problem with web design is that what we were doing before is the client was kind of coming to the table and the client was telling us basically what they wanted, you know, which is fine, with the exception of it becomes real clear pretty quickly that most people don't know what they need. They know what they want, but they really don't know what's going to work. And so if you can have an approach that helps them, then you can really market yourself more in the marketing and explain to them, and we have all kinds of examples, that without proper marketing, you can have the shiniest website in the world. It doesn't necessarily equate to sales. And so we've been able to successfully get that message through to most of our clients, and they see that, and once they see it, the cool thing is it really was the thing that put us into the expert column. Whereas before, we did decent design work and all that kind of stuff, but we were relying on the customer to give us content, which they never do. It takes them 3 months to write anything, and then it's terrible. And so then your name goes on this thing, and it doesn't convert. And so by getting them to just step up and say, hey, why don't you just let us do an analysis? And when they take that bite off and you come back and you really do help them with the USP and see the things that are driving sales and help them accentuate on those areas, so forth and so on, interview them, interview the staff, interview a section of customers, and then compile all that, bring it together, put together the USP. By the time you've done all that, my experience is you have changed their mind. Basically, you went from being a vendor to being an expert. And then at that time, basically, as long as they have the budget for it, whatever you recommend, 9 times out of 10, unless there's a budgetary constraint, they're going to follow through with your suggestion. Again, you've already been commoditized, and in order to differentiate yourself, what your client really needs to be successful is someone to help him begin to design the website around a marketing message. And the only way to do that is through proper analysis. And what the HMA system did is it just gives you those 7 steps plus the 8th one, which is internet marketing, the bonus step. It gives you a complete package, an architecture, if you will, or maybe a lens is a better word, to look at your client's business through the lens of the HMA system and helping them find hidden assets and opportunities. And then you as a web design guy, because so much marketing is simply done over the internet now, you're making those adjustments and changes at the web design level.
The benefit there for us is that we've been able to build websites and help these businesses really increase their sales. And obviously, when you're doing that, they're going to continue to spend money with you. So it's been a way to really take it from just design by bringing in the marketing. We've been able to create some recurring streams of income. And every program we do that works just makes them that much happier to spend the next $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 with us.
Tell me about the money part of it from the beginning.
We ask for the money up front. Usually, we combine everything together. So if we're doing the analysis, that's $3,500. We're adding a $2,500 design fee in there. So that's $6,000. So we would ask for a $3,000 deposit.
You would ask for that before you've even consulted with them or talked to them?
Before we do anything. Obviously, we've already spoken to them. There's been some kind of a sales pitch. It really depends. See, where we're at now, I haven't had to use the opportunity analysis as part of the sales pitch. Sometimes we might give away an analytics package, or we might offer to give them a free analysis on their website. We'll get an idea of their traffic, bring back some recommendation. Where we're at right now, everything just kind of happened so quick. We really took a giant step when we did the marketing analysis, and we're getting so many referrals coming in.
Give us an idea just generally what it's done for your business.
That's made all the difference in the world. Really, the opportunity analysis has made all the difference. So we sit down with the client and we take them step by step through the analysis and a set of questions based around their marketing. Several things happen. I have noticed that all you really have to do is ask great questions, and people equate that to expertise. Probably 90% of the time when doing the opportunity analysis, I'll hear them go, "That's a really good question." A lot of the questions, they don't have real good answers for. And when that happens, they begin to equate the fact that they can't answer the question and they're not doing the things implied in the question. And they're beginning to see right there some of the opportunities that they have to grow their business that they haven't been taking advantage of. But you've been smart enough to bring them up to them. When you do that, what they go through is really know what you're talking about now. And that's what puts you kind of in that expert column. The opportunity analysis, I think it gives the initial structure that we were missing in placing us in that expert seat. And that right there, I think, right out the gate, increases their confidence in us. And I know it's the biggest reason why we're able to ask for more money. And the obvious is that as we get all of that back and we're helping them shape then the marketing message, and we're helping them fill some of those holes and helping them take advantage of some of those opportunities, then the end result is their business does grow. They do get a better product.
You're listening to an exclusive interview found on Michael Senoff's hardtofindseminars.com. So we got that USP, that first project in the HMA system. And so before HMA, were you developing a USP? And if you weren't, did that make it hard to know what to say on the homepage of the website? And how is it different now that you're maybe recommending and integrating a USP for these clients?
Well, usually the natural next step for them is giving us the copywriting. Because what happens once you've taken them through this and then we do our what we call a reveal, we meet with the client again. And usually by the time we meet with the client after we've done the analysis and written the USP, at that meeting, we're showing them the general theme. You know, we're giving them some eye candy because they want to see that. They're seeing the quality of our design work. We have two or three directions they might be able to go in that have some wow factor. They really like that. And then we go over our findings from the analysis, and we basically unveil the unique selling proposition or two or three versions of it, all of it pretty much the same. And by giving them all that at one time, the effect it has had on the client, it's kind of overwhelming for them. You can see it in their eyes. There's kind of a wow factor. You can see it in their eyes. You can feel it in the energy of the room. And at that point right there, you know, whatever we recommend to the client to do now, they're going to do it. It's a great feeling because now you really know if you have the expertise, you can really help this client. So the analysis really is what's bringing that to the table.
You said you signed a client for $500 a month for marketing coaching. And what you did there was you sent your version of the opportunity analysis as the first step, and then you simply took them through one step a month. Can you share how you got that client?
Sure. This was a client who called, who, like a lot of our clients, they call in and they don't have a lot of money to spend. And they tell you that right up front. You know, we don't have a lot of money to spend. Online mattress store. He was able to build his own website. He did a decent job with it. It was an e-commerce site. But his sales had slowed down and most of his sales were just simply coming through Amazon. And other than that, he wasn't making a dime if it didn't come through Amazon. He called us and we basically told him what we did and we saw an opportunity there because we really want to help the guy. So we said, well, maybe a good fit for you is since you already know basic HTML and how to set up shopping carts and you've done a reasonably good job with everything, then what we could do is simply walk you through and do some marketing coaching with you and basically teach you how to do what you would have to pay us $3,500 a shot to do. He liked the idea of that. And that was real interesting, and it's something I want to revisit later because I think it is an opportunity for people to really be able to take their business to the next level that they don't have the big money, the $3,500 per project, which is what we charge for each step of the HMA system.
So what we basically did is we took the USP and we took the workbooks that came in the system, and essentially I just took him through one workbook a month, and sometimes it took 2 months to get through the whole workbook. We'd do a phone call a week for an hour, and I would send him some PDFs and things to fill out, the opportunity analysis and, you know, just little tidbits and things, and we'd just talk through over the phone. So the 1 hour phone call, and we did that for $500 a month, so it's $125 an hour, plus a little bit of setup time.
Did he enjoy it?
Oh, he really enjoyed it. The cool thing about the HMA system is that it takes all the necessary parts, and it really does compile them together. And it really is a soup to nuts and A to Z system. And anybody that works the HMA system will see improvements. You know, the problem is someone being able to afford to do that each step of the way. With this guy who's very driven, obviously, to succeed and increase his own revenues, he was highly motivated, and he saw our work, so he felt very comfortable that we knew what we were doing. So at that point, that became a product that he could afford, you know, at $500 a month. So he really enjoyed the process, looked forward to the calls, and I scheduled the calls and had a pretty strict policy on cancellations. So essentially, if he didn't make the call and he didn't let me know in advance of about 48 hours, he kind of forfeited that time slot. That way I'm not being drug all over the place with my schedule. But he was real consistent with it, but we did that for several months. And we got some work out of it, too. Like, he needed some logo design work. Again, because even as a marketing coach, it puts you in the position of an expert, not a salesman. So now you're not selling. You know, you're making recommendations based upon your expertise and knowledge. As we went through things, and he didn't have the skill set to do certain things, say, well, when you get the money, this would be something good for you to maybe get your logo updated, develop a USP or whatever. He began to develop the USP, but he kept hitting some spaces, you know, some hard places. So he did end up writing us some checks to improve the logo, and we did help him iron out the USP and charged him, I think, another like $750 or something to just kind of finalize out the USP.
That's a nice, smaller client story. Can you share the story about the client that actually cried in your office? How did you get the client, and take us through that story?
The guy who cried in our office, this was an assisted living facility, reasonably large, and I think about 60 beds. He had run a psychiatric in-house unit for teenagers before. That was his background. And then he decided to get into the assisted living facility business. So it was a great place, very lodge-like, and just beautiful place. It was way out in the woods in a real serene area, but he didn't have the traffic, and it was hard for him to generate business. Well, we got the client because he contacted us about improving the website. So they had a website design. It wasn't bad, but he was convinced that because the website wasn't better, that's why he wasn't getting the traffic. So we met with him. We talked with him about overall marketing strategy. He saw the benefit of the opportunity analysis, and from there, we proceeded to contact family members, the people that had their parents there, or aunts and uncles, or husbands and wives. And we began to really get our head around what that's like, putting a loved one in an assisted living facility. And it was really eye-opening because we discovered it's a very, very stressful event. The number one thing that we came up with there was that when we looked at all other assisted living facilities, the average age is around 89 years old that someone's in assisted living. And the person who makes that decision is not the individual who will be there, but probably that individual's son or daughter. When we went to all these other websites, what we found was that everybody else was showing sunshine and pools and shuffleboard, and they were speaking directly to the resident. And what we discovered was that the resident is not the decision maker. It's actually the son or daughter, and usually what happens is it's a real stressful environment. So there was a lot of really painful emotions involved in the whole process. And by doing the interviews and taking the time to do the work that is involved in the unique selling proposition,
we recognize a lot of key points that we don't need to be speaking to the resident. We need to be speaking to the son or the daughter. So we took a more of a pastoral approach, which even dictated tones and colors, so blues instead of bright sunshine and all of that. Basically, we kind of met them where they were, then took them each step through the process of discovering the facility. So anyway, in the process of all that, we nailed that on the head, and when he saw that and realized that that was kind of the missing element, from that point, we recommended video. We brought our design forward. He ended up spending $20,000 or $25,000 with us. And when we got done, he came to the reveal. He just sat there and wept and said that in his 40 years in business, this was the very best product that any vendor had ever delivered to him. From that point forward, we always try to hit that wow factor there. It was good for us because we believed in the place, number one. We thought it was a really great business, a really great assisted living facility. It was a place I'd put my mom. We were real proud that we were able to deliver the message.
For more exclusive interviews on business, marketing, advertising, and copywriting, go to Michael Senoff's hardtofindseminars.com.
Have you heard from him? How is business? How are bookings in the facility now that the site has changed and the message has been more directed to the real decision maker?
We always offer a continuation with our SEO and our marketing consultant. They did not continue with that. They had someone in-house that they took and did that with, so we don't have running analysis on that site. So can't tell you exactly how well the site is performing now. But their contacts and leads and sales went up immediately after launching.
In your email, it says, you're currently working with a neurologist, wheel and tire company, four attorneys, a truck topper company, and all of these have a combination of a monthly consulting SEO package. What I do here is provide site analytics, call tracking, video recordings of the client's website, visitor browsing sessions, plus a monthly consulting call. Where are all these clients coming from?
They're all coming through the web design side. They're all unhappy with their website, and they're contacting us in regards to some kind of a change. That could be updating a form. It could be a whole site design. It could be website host. Some of them are existing clients that we had before. They were design clients, and now they call in, and they might want SEO, or they've heard we do marketing. So they're following back up with us. We've done very little, again, because it kind of exploded on us once we started doing the marketing. So we've done very little, simply because we haven't had to, of even working our own database. So this is one of the situations where the plumber has leaky faucets. So we're not even doing a great job of working our own database. And some of that is because we really want a tight product here. We don't like shooting from the hip, so to speak. And each client, we've learned a great deal as far as doing the analysis, turning that into a USP, turning that into overall kind of architecture. I was going to say earlier that I actually think it is all of the sites that we've done where we've had a marketing analysis, they go ahead and pay us to do the copywriting, at which point that's another usually $3,500 to do the copywriting for the website. And that includes up to 10 pages. And beyond that, it goes up from there. Because once they do the analysis, they can tell that we have the expertise they don't have, and they see why it makes much more sense to allow us to write the copy than for them to write the copy. So that becomes an upsell.
If you're talking to another associate in the same business you're in, and they're selling web design services only without any emphasis or focus on marketing, and now you know what the marketing has done for your website design business, what would you tell him if you're at a cocktail party and you're just rapping, you guys are both in the same business, and he's complaining about his clients, never get back with him, and then you have a chance to respond, and you say, hey, well, since I started integrating marketing to my business, this is what it's done for me. What would you tell him?
I would say that if he were to integrate marketing, that he could really begin to give his clients what they need. So it's a difference between need and want. People that come to us for website design think they know what they want, but most of them have no idea what they need. And a website is a marketing product. It's not a painting. It's not artwork. It should make the phone ring.
And because you're able to give them what they need, you believe that it increases your value and you're able to charge more for it.
Absolutely. Listen, with WordPress and other products out there, GoDaddy, you can build a free website. A 12-year-old kid can build a website. Some 12-year-old kids can build websites better than a lot of the design firms that are out there. So looking at something and having things move around and flash and be pretty and all of that means absolutely nothing. Do you know who Kevin Hogan is?
Yes.
Well, Kevin Hogan went through a complete redesign.
I haven't been to his site recently, but I'll check it out.
Here's the thing you'll find when you get there. It's really nothing to brag about. And I'd love to get my hands on that site, but the reality of it is that Kevin went through a complete rebuild and designed the site and made things a lot prettier and all those kinds of things, and his leads dropped. For him, there was something about the site remaining more text-based and not having a lot of graphics and things of that nature. And so he went in, he prettied it all up, he made everything tight, and he lost business. Another thing I would recommend would be if you can start with analytics. The thing that's working for us right now is in talking about the marketing analysis. We now begin that process by having the client allow us to put Google Analytics on their site, as well as some call tracking, as well as a couple of other tools that we use. And we start right out the gate and we just let them know, why should we make any decisions on where you should go if we don't know where you are? So let's first get a baseline of exactly your traffic, how long they're staying on each page, how they're getting there, where you are in the search results. Okay, let's get all that down first. And from there, we can make recommendations for what you need. So a lot of people will call us and say, I need this. And we'll counter that with, well, are you sure? Well, why don't we do this? Instead of us charging you $2,500 for what you think you need, why don't you let us start out and purchase our $500 analytics package? So we get analytics running. We let it run for 30 days. We get some base numbers, and then we contact the client. We go through, here's what we've found. For example, I have an attorney firm we're working for now. They have 1,000 visitors a month. But the problem is they have an 80% bounce rate, which means that within 6 seconds of someone coming to their website, that person has already clicked off. So at 80%, 800 of those 1,000 visitors went away, and so they only really have 200 visitors a month that could ever possibly become a lead and maybe call them or fill out a form and make an initial contact. Just showing them that, because they were with one of these legal marketing groups, and they're like, wow, we had 1,000 visitors a month, but the phone wasn't ringing. And so when we did the analysis and we said, well, here's the problem, 80% of those people are clicking away immediately. And then we talk about, well, why is that? Well, that's always about message. And whatever they saw right away was irrelevant, and they clicked away. You have a brief window of time to grab their attention. And sometimes you do that with a graphic. Sometimes you do it with a USP, whatever. So right there, you start the relationship outright basically by letting the client know in this day and age with internet marketing, we can measure everything. The best way for us to approach your business is to first get all the analytics set up, and then from there, it's science at that point. You can begin to study customer behavior, so forth and so on. So then by the time we now step into website design, we keep that analytics running. We keep the $500 consulting fee every month. Now, every month, we're tracking search results, so SEO stuff, tracking how many visitors, obviously, what pages are the most visited pages, and how long the client is staying on the page. And then, ultimately, we track conversions. So we know when someone comes to their website, we can tell to the person, even to the search term, what that person searched for, that then caused them to convert and pick up the telephone and call the client or fill out a contact form. So then we reverse engineer everything. We now have not only designed the site, put the marketing in place, but now we're measuring and quantifying everything, and now we're making improvements based upon that every month. What it does for us is it gives us a seat at the table. So we become a team member, not just a vendor who did a one-time design. So if you're going to do design, it's a one-up. You're going to make the design. The guy's going to love it. He's going to go away. Maybe you're getting some hosting money. But if you're offering marketing,
that gets you a seat at the table and probably begins to create recurring revenue for you. Because you can do everything from AdWords consulting to obviously the analytics to other retargeting kind of things that are out there with AdRoll. There's so many things that are there. But none of those things open up to you unless you really get involved in marketing. The days of just designing a website, you know, I don't know how you make a living at that anymore.
It's a commodity.
It really is. And it's ridiculously been commoditized to the point of even at $2,500, people are scoffing at that. The HMA really helped us step over this. Because I remember when I first looked at the program, I think the price point was around $5,000. And I was like, ah. And I just didn't have $5,000 at that time. Well, eventually I was able to get the system. And I began listening to these interviews that you were holding and hearing different people that were maybe getting $1,200 a step or $1,500 a step. And somewhere along the line, I heard someone was getting $3,500 a step. And I'm like, I want to be that guy. And so when I did our first one, I priced it at $1,800 for the USP. When I saw the amazing result we got out of that, which wasn't just delivering the unique selling proposition to the client, but when they sat there, because we did a whole presentation around that, you know, we just didn't email it to them. We turned the whole thing into a presentation. Here's how many hours of interviews we did. We really sold it well. And so they could see the added value and see they got much, much more for their money than maybe they were thinking they were going to get. Something more than just a phrase. And so we told them why this phrase, what we learned about their market, all the interviews we did, the funny things, the good things, maybe some of the bad things and all of that. And you could just see that you broke down that barrier to where you're a vendor or a salesman. And at this point, you can just tell they're fully and completely in your confidence. And at that point, you're a consultant and you're no longer a salesman, which is a great place to be, especially if you really do know how to help the client. There's nothing more frustrating than being able to help somebody but not being able to convince them that you can. So they don't take action and they end up maybe even going out of business.
You're listening to an interview on Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com.
You know, I mentioned a wheel guy to you.
Why don't you just tell us the story, how you got him, who was he, what happened?
He was a client. We built the website for him, probably like a $2,000 build. It's a great little e-commerce site. He's all over the search engines. You search for custom wheels in Tampa or any brand name wheel and add the word Tampa to it, which is the city he's in here. You're going to find this guy. He's going to be in the number one position or somewhere in the top three. And he did that on his own. But the problem is he's got young guys walking in his door with their smartphones showing him pictures of wheels that they've found on the internet at Amazon or wherever, and they want him to price match. And in the wheel industry, believe it or not, they don't honor any manufacturer's advertised pricing. So the pricing is not protected. So he's got kids walking in showing him wheels that, let's just say it's a $250 wheel, and asking him if he can beat that price. And he goes, Rods, that's the price I'm paying for the wheel. So he's being commoditized. So here's a guy who has a great website design. He designed it. He's got great search engine placement. He's getting probably upwards of 6,000 visits a month on his website. He's slowly going out of business. And that particular case has nothing to do with the website or SEO. As a matter of fact, he called us and said, I need SEO. And we're like, okay, well, give me some idea of some of the search terms you want to be found for. I ran an analysis and said, it looks to me like you're all over the map. In other words, you have a really good search rankings. Everybody gets 5 calls a day from SEO guys. You need SEO. You need SEO. The only thing in his head is, I'm going out of business here. I need more business. I don't know how to get it, but everybody's telling me I need SEO. So he calls us, and he says, I need SEO. So with him, we said, I'm not going to sell you something you don't need, and at just a brief glance, I don't think you need it. We signed him for a 2-month analytics and consulting package. Now again, most of that is just installing Google Analytics on his site, and that's free. There's no cost to us other than a little bit of time to hook everything up. And then we did do the call tracking, which runs us somewhere about probably $30 a month, our cost. So we're getting $500 a month with about $30 in cost to us. So let us do 2 months of analytics, then we'll come back and we'll let you know what we think and what we think you really need. And that blew him away because he's like, well, that makes sense. And I think because he was a laydown, he basically called up and says, I want SEO. How much is it? We said, well, our basic packages start $500 a month and go up. So he goes, okay, what do I have to do to get started? And we just stopped him right there and said, well, wait a second, how do you know you need that? And then, you know, once he heard, well, let's first make sure we're measuring and analyzing accurately. That made sense to him. He's an entrepreneur. He's a smart guy. He understands numbers at some level. When you make that pitch, it just rings true with them, especially when you say, well, we don't want to sell you something you don't need. And that right there goes a long way with them, too.
So were you able to uncommoditize them through USP?
Well, we're working on it. We did 2 months' worth of analysis, and we, in fact, did fine. He's got great traffic. He has a great search engine results. What we're working on now, and this is where the HMA system comes in, is now we're looking at JV opportunities. Where all that took us is not wasting any of his money on search engine optimization, but into other conversations where we have some capacity to grow his business. We're looking for joint ventures with some detailers. We're looking at expanding his product line, so he's doing something more than just selling and installing wheels. For example, maybe some detailing supplies and stuff like that. So we don't know exactly what we're going to do, but we do know he's kind of terminal. And if he doesn't do something, there'll be a memory pretty soon. His problem, again, is that there's just no margin left in his industry. Unless we can take him to where he's so high volume, which we have another major player in town that's got a $5 million inventory. This guy has like a $500,000 inventory. So unless we can really generate a tremendous amount of new sales, we're not going to be able to increase his margins based on volume. We've got to look for some other ways to do it. But the thing for this guy, and it's been hard, because he hasn't really wanted to hear any of this. It puts me in a position of, again, I'm not going to sell you something you don't need, and I truly do want to help you. And again, when we started our conversation off, we're running out of our capacity here. I don't need this guy as a client. And because I don't need him as a client, my integrity stays intact in that I'm just shooting straight. And basically, we even use those words, your business is terminal. And unless you do some drastic things, then you're going to go out of business. So you have to be prepared to do those things. Now, that put him in a much better position than he was the day before. Because the day before, he was listening to anyone who would call in and say, you need SEO, or you need AdWords, or you need this, or you need that. And by doing the analysis, we were able to come back and go, okay, maybe some AdWords will help, and we're doing AdWords for him. But it's not going to pull him out of the cycle, because it is a marketing problem. But for him, it comes back down to product line. In other words, his margins are gone. He's been Amazoned out of existence.
For more interviews like this, go to hardtofindseminars.com. That's a good story, and you got a real marketing challenge. Hopefully, you'll be able to help him out with that if he decides to stay with you. We've got time for one more story. Let's talk about your sinkhole contractor and how they occurred and how you got them and what you've done for them.
Yeah, our sinkhole company, they called us about, again, website design, and they did, in fact, have a horrendous website. We sat down with them. We told them the difference between web design and internet marketing, and that we were an internet marketing firm. And we could approach it one of two ways. Give them a design, or we could start the right way, which is with an analysis, and then make some recommendations, and then from there decide what you really need and put some architecture around it and build the website around a marketing message instead of just a look. And that resonated with them. They said, sounds great. We did the analysis. We talked to a bunch of customers. We interviewed the staff. When you do interviews with the management, you do interviews with the owners, and you do whiteboard sessions and things like that. All those things build tons of credibility and confidence because no one's taken the time to do that stuff with them before. Just got to make sure you get paid for it. We came back with a great design. We came back with an approach. The conclusions we came out with is that most people, when they are worried about a sinkhole, we're thinking that they're concerned about their physical safety. And that is true, but we boiled it down to three things. Number one is they're worried about being financially ruined and the value of their house going down the toilet. That's their number one fear. Their second fear is being ripped off by a contractor. And then their third fear after that is actually that their family might be in some kind of immediate danger. Because everything's sensationalized these days. People think sinkhole and they think of something apocalyptical in proportion. But those are very, very, very rare.
You discovered all of this through the USP, the research.
We discovered all of this through the USP because we were talking to the customer, and we asked them straight up. You know, my interview with them was, when you first found out you had a sinkhole or started seeing the first signs of a sinkhole, what was going through your mind? And so they told us. And then once you found out, once you have the engineers, you called the insurance company, and then engineers come out, then what was going through your mind? So through all those interviews, we discovered that the biggest thing they were worried about was being financially ruined. And then the second thing was when you start looking at $20,000 to $150,000 to repair the sinkhole damage, then they were worried about the contractor. And the other thing that happens a lot, the insurance companies screw people all the time. So I'm sitting there listening to all these stories and going, oh my gosh. So it helped us know exactly where to start, literally like with bullet points. When people go to the website, we start right out the gate with, we can protect your home's market values, first thing we say. Because the other thing that we discovered is that by the time people are looking for a sinkhole contractor, someone to actually do the work, that even if in the beginning when they first started wondering if they had a sinkhole, they might have been afraid of the whole apocalyptic thing, the whole opening up, their family being sucked down into the earth or whatever. But that goes away real quick after they call the insurance company, and the insurance company puts them at ease. It's not that they don't go through those emotions, but by the time they get around to choosing a sinkhole contractor, that's not the set of emotions we're dealing with. So it doesn't do any good to address them. So if you want to take that customer and turn them into a lead, as it's been said before, join the conversation that's already taking place in their head. The opportunity analysis is what enables us to do that, because we've literally done the interviews. We know what's in their head. Now, when we did the reveal, we brought the client in. We did the reveal. We told them what we found. Now, they've been doing this for 15 years, and just through some interviews, putting some pieces together. And then we put that in a presentation, so this is what your customers are going through. This is what the buying triggers are. These are the emotions. This is the persona. And they start nodding their heads going, you're right. And it's not that they didn't know that. It's just you were the first person to compile it all and turn it into some kind of marketing approach to say, now, because we know these things, then the first thing we need to talk to is not, oh my gosh, call us today, your family may be in danger, but rather we can protect the market value of your home, whatever the USP was that we came up with. And then from there we said, okay, now we think the best way to tell this story is using some video, is doing this and doing that, because we kind of created that wow factor with the analysis and the results we came back with. Then it was just one upsell after the other. And these guys, I think right now, well, I think our monthly on them is around $1,200 a month. So we're doing SEO for them, and we're doing marketing consulting analysis. We analyze their site every month and meet with them every month. The second step in the HMA system, which is integrating the USP. That step starts out with, do you know your core numbers? And no one knows their core numbers. Well, that's all analysis too. So what we did is we took them and we said, okay, what do you basically make on average on a project clear? All the dust settles, total net going into their pocket was around $9,000 on average per job. What are you willing to pay for that? Some people will give them $1,000 for a finder's fee. They told us right up front they were paying $1,000 to get a job, just anyone who would recommend somebody. So we took that information, and then by measuring and doing the call tracking, we have, say, 2,000 visitors a month to their website, which generates, let's say, 200 conversions. That's either phone calls directly from the website or it's contact forms that are filled out. So we're generating 200 leads off these 2,000 visitors, and they're closing X amount of numbers based upon that. Well, what we do is with the analysis is we show, okay, here's what you're paying me every month, and here's how many conversions we got for you. And because we've been able to steadily grow that, you know, we started around $98 per lead by teaching them how to even do these core numbers. You know, how much does it cost per lead? What's your closing ratios? All that kind of stuff. They have no clue. So we set all that up, and now every month we revisit that. So you can just see on a timeline from 5 or 7 months ago when we started with them, we've taken them from $98 a lead to, I think currently we're right around $13.50 a lead. Because we have the analytics in place and we're able to measure that,
It's just a shoe-in. I'm at the table with these guys. And so recently, they just got called by a major player in the SEO business. You know, they're on the NASDAQ, I think. They called him, and they were trying to sell him a $4,000 a month package. And he says, well, I don't know, we might need that, but bottom line is, Roger is my marketing guy. Any decisions we make go through him.
That's true.
So I'm like, yeah, because I know every day somebody's calling trying to undercut me, right, and trying to be the new SEO guy and all that. And he's like, yeah, we'll consider you, but you got to talk to my guy. That's because we rang the bell.
Yeah, you're the guy who's brought the most value, and they know it. There's no one else who has the breadth of knowledge and the understanding of the marketing.
Well, here's the other part of that, though, which is that could still be true. Like, for example, my assisted living facility, you know, we did the design for them. Well, they walked, and we never got an opportunity to do the ongoing marketing. You know, we did the marketing from the design standpoint and putting in the marketing message. But we didn't get an opportunity to do the AdWords and the analysis and some of the other internet marketing things that are available to us. The difference between these two, we could have done a whole lot more for the assisted living facility guy. And the difference between them is that by having the analytics and analyzing those core numbers, every month they get reminded of what you just said. They get a ton of value from me because I show them. The piece of real good advice for a design firm stepping into marketing is really teach your clients about core numbers and build everything you do around those core numbers and build everything you do around conversions. We have one rule here. If it doesn't convert, it doesn't work. So at the end of the day, you know, if Kevin Hogan's site is converting 50% better by leaving out all the eye candy and making it drab and boring and all that other kind of stuff, then that's what he needs to do because that's what works. And that's the difference between marketing and design. Because in marketing, we're going to measure conversions from what makes the phone ring. And if it isn't doing that, then we got to change something. You know, the other neat thing, because if you have your clients and you've got them with analytics, and you're looking at these core numbers every month from a standpoint of being a consultant, then you're always able to watch what's going on as the climate changes out there. And as the leads go down or maybe the leads go up, but you're able to put your finger on exactly why that customer is behaving the way he is, then you're able to exploit those opportunities. And you're able to make decisions quicker than anybody else. And you're really adding a lot of value to the client at that point. Because you're helping them turn their tail into the win. And there's no way to know that without proper analytics. You know, the opportunity analysis is the beginning of that and helped me really see that. And when we sat down and we interviewed the client's customers with the example of the sinkhole guys, we were able to see what those emotional triggers and things like that were. Well, then that led us to the next part of then asking ourselves, okay, let's look at the web analytics. Let's look at the site analytics. You know, how much traffic? What are the search placements? What's the average viewer time? What's the bounce rates and all those kinds of things? Then we found even more information that we could make actionable. And we could say, okay, here's what we think you should do here. You show someone search engine ranking reports and you show someone spreadsheets on Google Analytics and stuff like that, just along the same lines as the opportunity analysis. It overwhelms them. They really don't know what it all means. But what's going on in their mind is, man, you know, you really do know what you're doing. So there's a lot of value in good reports.
I want you to say one last thing to maybe a prospective web designer or SEO service provider or videographer who is primarily selling web creative services, advice to them about maybe integrating HMA. And then for anyone who's listening to this interview, you've positioned yourself as the web SEO and marketing consulting guy. So anyone who wants to learn more about you, your site, tell them what to do, where to go and how to contact you.
Well, for the web designers and guys like that out there, I would just say, again, you've already been commoditized, and in order to differentiate yourself, what your client really needs to be successful is someone to help him begin to design the website around a marketing message.
And the only way to do that is through proper analysis. And what the HMA system did is it just gives you those seven steps plus the eighth one, which is internet marketing, the bonus step. It gives you a complete package, an architecture, if you will, or maybe a lens is a better word, to look at your client's business through the lens of the HMA system and helping them find hidden assets and opportunities. And then you as a web design guy, because so much marketing is simply done over the internet now, you're making those adjustments and changes at the web design level. And then, as a web designer, if you want to step into doing brochures or hard copy or videos and those kinds of things, all of those things are needed. I would say, if you're a web designer, a very good thing for you to consider would be really broadening your horizons. And you'd be well advised to become a marketing consultant and begin to find a team of players. That could be, maybe you need an SEO guy, maybe you need a videographer, you need a copywriter. So you assemble your team, and that's so easy to do these days with the internet. But what your client really needs, he thinks he needs web design. What he's really saying to you is, my business isn't working. Nobody calls you on the phone wanting a new web design, usually, if their sales are going through the roof. You don't hear from them. It's when things turn bad. They don't know what to do, so they do the only thing they can think of, and they call the web design guy. So you got a guy on the other end of your phone who really is ready to spend some money and needs to spend some money. But if you can point him in the right direction and you can actually increase his sales, you can make so much more money. And more important, it's just a lot more fun this way. You know, our website is lionheart.net, lionheart.net. We do everything from videography to design. There's a bunch of our design work on there. If anybody has questions or I can point anybody in the direction, certainly be happy to pay back into the HMA system.
I appreciate you sharing so freely. Great stories, great marketing lessons. Thank you very much.
That's the end of our interview with Roger. I hope it's been helpful and given you some ideas on how to integrate a marketing system into the selling of your website, SEO, front page, Facebook, and Twitter services. Thanks for listening.